Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jay. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. My name is Candy Parker, and somebody made a cash purchase off my card twice today at this place, and I'd like to know why. And I'd like to know what is this thing anyway?
Okay, ma'am. This is actually third party customer service. We service several companies for several products, but I will look and see if you have an account with us. May I have your 5-digit zip code, please?
My zip code 29851.
And that 29851?
That's correct.
Okay, ma'am, and your first and last name, please?
My first name is Candy and my last name is Parker.
1 second. Okay, and for security reasons, can you verify your address for me?
21 Chalet, Schley Street, Warrenville, South Carolina, 29851.
Okay, and thank you. And I do see an account matching this information. So what it looks like is...
It looks like somebody used my phone and made them purchases, but it doesn't, because I didn't do it. Because look, what is this thing anyway?
It's some aloe vera facial moisturizer and eye serum.
No. I don't mess with that stuff because there's no such thing as a moisturizer on your face. Because look, I got a book and it's called Home Remedies. There's no such thing that can get rid of wrinkles or anything like that. Old age is beautiful. Okay? Now I know for a fact I didn't order it. So I appreciate it if you please put money back on my card.
Okay, ma'am, and we do.
I don't order stuff like that. I'm 60 years old. I love how I look because look, life is part of wrinkles. You live, you love, you learn, and you get old. And I like that part. So I did not do it. So I appreciate if y'all put that money back on my card and did not send nothing to my address or anybody else's address. And please don't let them, whoever did it. I'm gonna find out who done it. Of course, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disgusted at the person whoever done it. And there's only one person that could have done it, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay, ma'am, we do take fraud very seriously here, ma'am, so, okay, if you would give me 1 second, and I'll get this counseled out, and I'll get you sent over to our fraud department, okay?
Okay, I so appreciate it, sir.
No problem. 1 second for me.
Okay.
Okay, 1 more second for a minute.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, and I do have that all taken care of for you. You won't receive any further charges or any products or anything like that. And I will be transferring. Okay, I will actually have to let the fraud department do that, ma'am.
The fire department? What's that new? The fire department with some kind of cream, you say?
No, ma'am, I said the fraud department.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, sweetie. I thought you were going to fire department. It's insane. Look, I'm not all that beautiful. Gee, I put my face out when the fire. That's a joke. But yes, ma'am. So, I mean, they're going to put bugs that money back in my car because, look, why in the world would somebody, I'm serious, sir. There's a book called Home Remedies, and there in the back it tells you there's no such thing. Wrinkles are beautiful, okay? It is, because age comes with beauty, okay? Just like wisdom. I think I look lovely. Why would I want to put some cream in? You know they ain't going to work. That cream don't know how to do nothing on your face. It's not like a surgeon. It's not going to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to put this cream in your face, and your face is going to be, it's no such thing, I'm trying to say. So I didn't do it, so I appreciate the flaw, or whatever you call it, not the fire department, but they put my money back in my car, because that's not funny. I mean, I know I'm living that now, because I'm just thinking about, I can't believe I said the fire department. But, so I just go ahead and wait for you to go ahead and transfer me over there, and you have a lovely day, okay?
Okay, ma'am, and thank you, and you have a great day as well.
Okay, you're going to transfer me to the flaw department, what you want to call it?
Yes, ma'am, one second.
Okay.